Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, July 30th, 2026. Ellsworth's Downtown Concert Series continues tonight with Tomb and Forewarning performing at 7 at the Franklin Street Parklet. The free concerts will continue on Thursday evenings through the end of September. They'll be starting at 7 p.m. for now, but will shift to 6 at the end of August as the days start getting shorter. You can find more information at ellsworthmaine.gov, but you will have to hunt around a bit on the website to find it. I'll post the direct link on the Around Town Archives at weru.org, because it's a long one. The Witherly Memorial Library in Castine invites the public to join Miss Arado for a showing of Disney Pixar's A Bug's Life on the library's big screen tonight. Quote, in the film, a misfit anthropomorphic ant named Flick looks for friends to save his ant colony from a gang of grasshoppers. However, the warriors he brings back are a troop of circus bugs. The film's plot was initially inspired by Aesop's fable, The Ant and the Grasshopper, and it's from the makers of Toy Story. Popcorn and lemonade will be served. Children 8 and under must be accompanied by a grown-up, end quote. That's happening tonight at 5 in the reading room at the Witherly Memorial Library in Castine. Finding Our Voices, a grassroots nonprofit organization and sisterhood that provides peer support, community connection, and practical and meaningful resources to women survivors of intimate partner abuse across Maine, is celebrating their 5th anniversary as a nonprofit. This is the organization founded by Patricia McLean that also partners with WERU to produce Let's Talk About It, a public affairs program that airs on the second Friday of every month here on WERU at 4 p.m. Finding Our Voices will mark their 5th anniversary with Dance Into the Light, a music festival fundraiser at a lavender farm in Appleton on Saturday, August 1st from 5 to 9 p.m. Children and picnics are welcome. People are encouraged to wear yellow, and you can find all the details and purchase tickets at findingourvoices.net. Great Pond Mountain Conservation Trust's monthly meetup is coming up on Sunday morning, starting at the Alamosic Boat Launch on Hatchery Road in Orland, and then paddling along the northern shores of the lake and into the Dead River, where there are more than 2 miles of shoreline protected by Great Pond Mountain Conservation Trust that can be explored. The event is volunteer-led and donations are accepted. To sign up to attend, go to greatpondtrust.org. And looking ahead, the League of Women Voters of Maine will mark the 61st anniversary of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 with a special Zoom presentation called Unite and Rise for Voting Rights. Speakers will present on the state of our democracy and offer opportunities to get involved. The League is encouraging participants to hold watch parties and discussions. That's happening on Saturday, August 8th, so a week from this Saturday, from 10 to 11 a.m. You can find more information and register for the Zoom link at lwvme.org, or as always, the longer direct links are on our archives at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.